should have voted there for that?
Obviously disappointed to lose a goal as late on in the game. But you know, the first half we were probably fortunate to come in at nothing each. Fair play to Partick, I thought they, you know, caused us problems. And it wasn't through the want to try. I thought the boys gave us what they could, and we spoke about during the first half possibly changing it to a three just to match them up and give us that extra body in the middle of the park, but we just felt it was too many changes with personnel and that as well. So credit to our boys that they managed to fight and scrap for everything, and as I say, we were very fortunate to be drawn at half time.
Oh, do you feel there was a foul on the goalkeeper just before they equalised, Stephen?
The bit for me is that Brian Graham's actually at one point watching the ball, then he doesn't know where the ball is, and you know, he's just made a nuisance of himself, and there is contact with the big man. So you know, Owen's come out, punched it clear, and then there is contact, so you know, it's disappointing. But as I say, I can't be too disappointed that we've come away from a point with a point, because the first half we were just off a wee bit tonight.
With the goal you scored, obviously, from the corner, something you've worked on in the training ground, do you pinpoint that? Because Thistle have conceded a lot of goals from set pieces this season.
A lot of the stuff we'd seen with Partick was they had obviously been losing a few goals from set plays. The last few matches have actually put Brian Graham in the middle zone in the 6-yard box, which, you know, helps him in that area. So it's something that we had worked on the training ground, and it's nice when it comes off. Afolabi's through, you know, towards the end of the game as well. You know, that's another one that you're looking at and saying that decision could have went either way as well.
Brownlee, yeah.
Yeah, when he's through in goal. So Jonathan felt that he'd got the better shoulder to shoulder, and he felt he was one and one with the goal. And as I say, frustrated at the end, but not disappointed with the way that the boys managed to get back into the game in the second half. And as I say, tactical change to go the three at the back is something that we haven't worked on the night. It's worked for us.
Will you get Kevin back any time soon?
Kevin's making good progress. I'll doubt he'll be fit for the Dundee game. Then after, you know, we're looking at the days ticking down. So, as I say, he's just daily he's getting better with the ankle, and he's getting stronger on it.
Good. Thank you.
Cheers, Steve.
Cheers.